This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell, and it's January 22nd. On this date in 1908, Katie Mulcahy was arrested for lighting a cigarette in New York City, violating what was known as the Sullivan Ordinance, a day after it had passed. The Sullivan Ordinance was a municipal law that banned women from smoking in business establishments. Mulcahy, who was the only person cited for breaking the law, was fined $5 for smoking in public, but on top of it all, was arrested for refusing to pay the fine. Released the next day, it was 2 weeks later when Mayor George B. McClellan Jr. vetoed the ordinance. And on this date in 1970, 48 years ago, Boeing debuted a major step in air travel when the first jumbo jet, or Boeing 747, took off from New York City to London, touching down 6.5 hours after it departed. It carried 324 passengers aboard a Pan Am Airways, that's Pan American World Airways plane. It measured 231 feet long and, taking its tail into account, was taller than a six-story building. But believe it or not, it wasn't until 2017 that Delta retired the final 747 fleet as the fuel-guzzling jumbo jets were replaced with twin-engine Airbus A350 planes. And that is it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.